Welcome to the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee. I'm your host, Austin Bramley, an athletic communications assistant in the Augustana University Athletics Department. In this episode of the Viking Voices podcast, you'll hear from Augustana Women's Golf Head Coach Peggy Kirby and the head coach of the men's and women's tennis programs, Mark Kurtz. Welcome to the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee. I'm your host, Austin Bramley, alongside the head coach of the Augustana men's and women's tennis team, Mark Kurtz. Coach, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You were had a competition or a match last weekend with the men's team. Got stuck in Watertown. This weather has not been too kind to us. Just talk about maybe how, even with both your men and women, how you've had to kind of adjust some travel plans and kind of get around in a different way.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of our matches, you know, it's not too bad because we play most of our matches indoors, but we have had to adjust a little bit with teams being able to arrive here. And so we had to change our schedule a little bit, but it's all worked out so far, so we're okay, and we haven't had to miss too much class time, so works out pretty good for us.
I was talking with some of your other, you know, student athletes the last couple of weeks, and just kind of asked them about what the difference is of playing inside versus outside and the adjustments they have to make as an athlete. Talk about some of those adjustments when they go and have to play outside versus indoors.
Yeah, I mean, tennis is considered by the NCAA an outdoor sport, and so we're supposed to try to play outdoors as well if weather allows us to. But haven't really been able to play hardly any matches outdoors this spring. We had our spring break, which was down in Florida, that we were able to get outside, and then we had a match for the men and women against Northwest Missouri State that was outdoors, but that's about all we've been outside. But they're considerably different, you know. Indoors, you don't have to deal with all the elements with the wind and the sun and stuff like that. It's perfect conditions indoors, so we practice mainly indoors, so we're used to that. So we're definitely more comfortable indoors than outdoors. But outdoors, we just got to get used to that, you know, as soon as we can, and try to be a little bit more patient when we're outside, be aware of the conditions, and just try to keep fighting outdoors. But it's still tennis in the end, you know, and we just got to, you know, work with what we have, I guess.
Your women just clinched their ninth straight NSIC regular season championship conference tournaments this weekend. Just talk about them and that program and how you've been able just to continue this ride and continue to have success on the women's side.
Well, I mean, it starts with the athletes. We've recruited, you know, great student athletes who not only want to be on the tennis team, they want to be here at Augustana. And you know, we couldn't do it without them. But we've built up kind of a little history and over the years, and I think, you know, the current team and, you know, future teams know and are aware of that, and that kind of motivates them to kind of stay at the top of the conference and to continue to keep working hard, you know, to prepare for matches and get ready for the season, conference tournament, and things like that. But it's not easy. It's not given to us. We have to earn it, and we have to practice hard and keep pushing ourselves, you know, day in and day out, and that's what we try to do.
Join my Mark Kurtz, the head coach of the Augustana men's and women's tennis program here at Augustana. This is the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee. Coach, what do you enjoy most about being the tennis coach here at Augustana?
Oh, I mean, the players and the joy of trying to help them, you know, play their best and do their best out on the court, and hopefully I can help them and guide them and give them, you know, the belief that they can do more than they're thinking they can do and more than they think they're expected to do, and they can kind of push themselves that way. And it's just, you know, it's really a joy to help them and to see them progress throughout the 4 years. And I always tell them, and it goes really fast, you know, your 4 years are over before you know it, and take advantage because you won't have opportunities like this ever again. And you make the most of it. And, you know, we've had a very, very, very low rate of transfer from our program. And so that I think people, the players enjoy, you know, playing for our team and really have flourished here. And I think that speaks for our program.
Talking to not only yourself but other coaches here at Augustana, they talk about recruiting Augustana kids, and I'm assuming that means, you know, student athletes who put being a student first and then athletically excelling after that. But what is a recruiting an Augustana kid, I guess, mean to you?
Yeah, I mean that's basically what it is. I mean, number one, you know, Augustana is a challenging academic school, and so they have to do well in the classroom, and you know, we try to help them and give them the resources that they need, you know, once they're here, if they need those to be successful in the classroom. But that's the first thing. And then in terms of trying to make sure that they're going to fit, you know, chemistry wise with the rest of the team and have a, you know, fit into our culture and be a good teammate, and you know, and then in terms of their athletic ability, that kind of comes next, you know. So it's kind of a mixture of all those things in terms of recruiting the Augustana athlete. It's not just one or the other. They kind of have to have all three of those areas covered.
One of the more successful student athletes on your team is Corey, the junior from Poland. How did you kind of get in touch with her, and how what's the strategy to trying to recruit you know, foreign students to come to Augustana?
Well, tennis, you know, is a very, you know, it's an international game,
mm-hmm.
and there are a lot of international students on college athletic teams, and she was one where I was actually recruiting her friend, and you know, her friend wasn't available, but she knew of Cornelia, and she was available, and so I got in contact with her and started communicating with her, and it ended up where she decided to come here, and she's enjoyed it every minute, I think, of her time here, and has really flourished and done well, not only on the court, but academically as well. And she stayed all 3 years, and she's been All-American her first 2 years, and she's on track to do that again this year. And so it's just been a joy to have her on the team, and she's just a great person to have on the team in terms of, you know, her personality, you know, on the court, off the court, you know, her work ethic, you know. Is just fantastic, and we're just thrilled to have her, a player like that.
I was, you know, been able to talk with Berkeley Dar, a senior on your team, and she said that her and Corny have gotten really close over the last, you know, few years, because Corny stayed with Berkeley, you know, over the summer, and then Berkeley actually had a chance to go to Poland back with Corny over you know, for a small stretch in the summer. That's got to be kind of a unique situation with, you know, foreign kids coming and playing in your program and then having a bond like that. That has to speak to the culture too.
Yeah, I think, you know, those two are, you know, best friends, you know, and they just are great for each other. They've, you know, like you said, they've hung out in the summer together. Cornelia was able to stay with her for Berkeley a little bit, and then this past summer, Berkeley was able to go to Poland for a few weeks. And kind of experience, you know, everything over there, you
mm-hmm.
know, and in Europe, and they've just, you know, and they play doubles together,
yep.
and so they have really great chemistry that way, you know. They kind of know each other, and I call them sisters a lot of the times, you know, because
mm-hmm.
they are like sisters out there, and it's just awesome to have those two, you know, be so close, and you know, it was great for Corny, I think, to have someone on the team like Berkeley, who she was able to really bond with, and kind of let her settle in here, you know, being a couple thousand miles away from home, you know, it's nice to have someone like that.
Yep. Again, with joined by Mark Kurtz, head coach of the Augustana men's and women's tennis team on the Viking Voices podcast. Corny's probably a pretty interesting recruiting story, but do you have any others that you could add to that, that you've gone after someone else and found you know, a student athlete like that? Or
well, back in the day, I guess, when we were Augustana College, there was a lot of confusion because there's the other Augustana College
mm-hmm.
In Illinois, and I do have a funny story about a player one time where she thought she was from Wisconsin and thought she was actually applying to the other Augustana, And she set up a visit and all of that and had that all arranged. And then, you know, a few days before her visit, she received an email to directions to campus, you know, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And she had no idea that she applied to the wrong place. And she decided, well, I've applied, so I guess I'll just go out there and see what it's all about. And so she came out here, and she ended up enjoying it. And I met her, and she liked the team, and she ended up committing to Augustana and was here for 4 years. So
that's got to be up there for sure with one of the crazier stories. But we get calls like that in the office all the time where they're thinking that they're talking to the Augustana in Illinois, and it's us, you know. So that happens.
Yeah.
How do you know, you've had success pretty much your whole time here at Augustana. How do you continue to develop as a coach? Do you use kind of the same strategies, or are there certain things that you try differently, or how does that kind of work?
Yeah, I mean, tennis is also an individual sport. I mean, it's a team, but it's an individual sport as well. And so every player is kind of unique in the fact that they have strengths and weaknesses that are maybe different than other players on the team. They have things they have to work on where other players might have different things. And so you got to kind of approach each person, you know, different, because one thing might work for one, you know, student athlete, but it might not work for another one. And it's not only what you say, it's how you say it. And it's to make them comfortable. You know, some of them handle emotions a little bit different on the court, because tennis is pretty much a one-on-one sport. So there's a lot of emotions that come into the play, into the game. And, you know, you got to make sure that they understand how to handle those emotions when those, you know, positive emotions and the negative emotions come in factor. So everyone's a little bit different, and so you got to kind of treat them all different, you know, in terms of that. But hopefully at the end we're all on the same page, and we know what to expect, and we can kind of handle those, you know, that little adversity, you know, the right way.
One more question for you, Coach. Joined by Mark Kurtz, head coach at Augustana for the men's and women's tennis program, joining the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee. Coach, what kind of continues to keep you motivated day in and day out? Is it kind of the relationship, so you can just kind of build with the student athletes, and or what necessarily keeps you kind of moving as a college coach at the Division II level?
Well, I think, you know, the main thing for me is, you know, we put in a lot of time, not only the players, but the coaching staff does as well, into the program. And when we do that, we want to be successful, and we want to do everything we can to be successful. We don't want to put in that amount of time and not give it 100%. And so that kind of motivates us to keep working hard and keep pushing ourselves and to be the best that we can be, not only for the players, but the coaching staff as well. And you know, I want the players to have all the successes. It's always a little bit more enjoyable when you're winning rather than if you're losing. I want to help them as much as I can to be able to do that, you know. And like I said earlier, I think sometimes they might not know their abilities and might not know that they're capable of doing certain things. And I want to hopefully, you know, let them know that, hey, this is achievable and you're able to do this, and let's keep working hard and good things will happen, you know. And in the end of the day, I just tell them that, you know, I want them to work as hard as they can and give it 100% effort, not only physically but mentally, and what happens will happen, you know. And usually when you do that, good things will happen. And so that's what I try to instill in our players, and hopefully good things happen from that, you know, commitment that they're giving to us.
All right, Coach, anything else?
That's good.
All right, thanks. Appreciate your time. Welcome to the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee. I'm your host, Austin Bramley, joined by the head coach of the Augustana Women's Golf Program, Peggy Kirby. Coach, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on your podcast today.
Yeah, it's cold outside. The snow is melting. Hopefully it stays away, but it sounds like we might be getting some more snow here later this week.
Yeah, in my 15 years of coaching, I don't remember a spring like this. We've been outside on grass twice to practice. Golf courses around here are not open. It's really been frustrating for me and very frustrating for the team, because I probably have one of our best teams assembled this year, and to not get outside to practice and get our confidence up going into conference and regionals is very, very frustrating.
Well, and you kind of brought that up right in my first question. How do you work around that with your student athletes? I mean, obviously you want to get them as prepared as you possibly can, but are you able to, you know, is there another facility around Sioux Falls you can go into to just try and hit some balls, or how does that work?
Yes, we do have the golf center right down here at the football stadium, so we do get to practice indoors, so that's been a lifesaver. We've got the nets and the hitting bays and some area to practice putting, but you can only do so much. You know, you don't have the real touch as you do on grass, but it's worked well for us, as well as the golf addiction in Sioux Falls. They have the big simulators out there, so that's been fun for the girls to go to at least see ball flight and where the ball's going. So we're lucky to have those two areas, but it's nothing like being outdoors on grass.
You talk about golf addiction, using those golf simulators. How accurate is that, in your opinion? Is it able to really help the girls, or is that more of just like a team activity to kind of have some fun?
No, I mean, I think it really does, because if they're working on something in the indoor, maybe it's a grip change, maybe it's just little things inside, then they can go into that simulator. It's very accurate, I think. So if they want to see a driver, the ball flight, if they want to see how come they keep drawing the ball, and we can work on exercises, and then they can work on that. I mean, it's as good as we have here. So I think it's really good.
Joined by the head women's golf coach, Peggy Kirby, on the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee. Coach, talk about the numerous conference and regional championships you've won here at Augustana and how you continue to maintain that success year over year. What all goes into that?
Well, you know, you try to find very, very dedicated, strong students, because Augustana is such a challenging school, as we all know. And so, you know, you look for a really talented student, and then you also have to find the golfer that has as much talent as they do as a student, you know. So you have to put the whole package together. And I've been lucky enough to keep recruiting good student athletes, and we keep having success. Then that kind of breeds success. And people say, hey, I want to come to Augustana. I want to play golf at one of the top Division II programs in the country. So it started a while back, and it kind of keeps going. And I'm just so proud of these students. I have three very strong seniors, and I believe you talked with a few of them today. Probably one of the strongest classes we've ever had.
And they talked about, too, you know, because I asked them about the recruiting process, and they said that they wanted to come to a school like Augie where they could really focus on their studies and put their schoolwork first, but then also have the ability to play in the postseason. And they feel like that has really given them that opportunity here. As a coach, is that what you want to hear? I mean, is that something that you really pride yourself on in your program?
Absolutely. And we've been so lucky to get to the national championship. One of 12 schools in Division II in the country get there. Back in the day when we were making it, one of eight universities in the Division II made it. So we've had a lot of success with postseason. So when I'm competing against USD, SDSU, NDSU, those Division I programs close to us, I can always be proud to say that we always have postseason. You know, we've lucky to win conference. We've been lucky to get to the regional championship and then get on to the national championship. So I'm very proud of that. And the students, it's always one of our goals. And we've been very fortunate to get to those national championships with a lot of hard work, because now our region has gotten so much more difficult. Like, we're in the GAC and the MIAA. Those schools are outside all the time. They're out all winter. And they've got some really, really, really strong players. So it's getting harder for us in the NSIC to advance to region and nationals.
Talking with some of your student athletes in the past, they've said that, you know, you're really, really good at being able to sell the Division II. And I think you just kind of explained that, how at Division II, especially with Augustana Women's Golf, you can almost guarantee that you're going to play in the postseason if you look at, you know, your past history. So is that one of your selling points when you're on the recruiting trail, if you're talking to a student athlete who's on the fringe between D1 and D2?
Absolutely. And if you... Once I can get them to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and see Augustana, number one, and the strength of the school, the strength of the university, and then they see the strength now of our program, they're like, wow. You know, I've got Jordan Borman down in med school down in USD. I've had students go on and get their master's or PhDs. Very, very strong students, but yet very, very, very great golfers as well. And so people can see that, that, wow, I can get a great education, I can go on to med school, but yet I can play on one of the top teams in the country.
I've heard not only you, but other coaches, since I've been here at Augustana, talk about recruiting Augustana kids. And I think what you guys mean by that is kids who are strong in the classroom and then can excel athletically as well. But I also think at such a small private liberal arts school like we have here at Augustana, it's kind of a community, an athletics community. Every student athlete is cheering on other student athletes from other sports. Is that how you see it?
Oh, absolutely. And I do have to say that our overall GPA last year was 3.785, and we were seventh highest in the country between all divisions. So you do have to get the really smart student, and it is a community. Students have to miss school, and the professors are so willing to help them with studies that they've missed. They're so accommodating for these student athletes, and you need that because we are on the road, not as much as some of the programs here at Augustana, but with the rigorous schedules that they have between biology and chemistry and labs, you know, it has to work, and they work so hard traveling in the van. We're always studying on the road, and so I really applaud these student athletes because they give it, they're all in the classroom, and then they give me all that I need as well.
When you're traveling in the van with your team, I know you guys have to go travel in other places kind of on the fly sometimes too, especially this spring when with the weather isn't cooperating. Is that where a lot of the team chemistry is kind of built with you guys in the van, close-knit, kind of on the road, just studying and then talking amongst yourselves?
Absolutely. You know, we're so lucky. The last 10 years we've gotten to go on a spring break, and we go to California and have a really good week there and host a big tournament. So that's a really good bonding time in the spring. And then we always took another trip to Tucson, thank goodness, because there again, we would not have been outdoors this spring without those tournaments. So you're in the airports, you're in airplanes, you're in the van, and we have great team chemistry. And these girls are very close, and I think it just makes us a team, a really tight-knit team, and try never to have any drama. I don't put up with drama, and we really don't have it. We're small in numbers. Mm-hmm. You know, there's 9 on the team. So, and everybody is getting a chance to play. I'm lucky enough to take 6, 7, sometimes 8 athletes to a tournament, so that they always get time to try to get better. I think that's one of the strengths of our program at Augustana, is that I can travel with more than just 5 and build that experience for those students, so that when it is time to play in the top 5, they will have had some experience.
What do you enjoy most about coaching?
Well, I'm such a competitor, and I love the tournament part of it. I love working with the student athlete. I love to practice with them, but I love competition because that's what we work towards. And so it's so fun to see these students excel in ways that sometimes I can't even imagine, and they continue to get better. But I love being around the students. It somewhat keeps me young, and they're a lot of fun, and I love to see how they grow from freshman year to senior year. And then I continue to follow them into their lives afterwards. I've been to many weddings. I've gotten many baby announcements. You know, I follow these students. So I truly believe in Augustana. I believe in these student athletes, and I love to watch them compete.
Yeah, and I obviously you've been able to watch them compete, and they've been pretty successful doing it. I mean, 3 NCAA national tournament appearances, I think 3 NSIC conference championships. Obviously, there's development that you have to have as a coach too, from when you stepped on campus to now. You have to make adjustments, I'm assuming. Have you noticed yourself evolving as a coach, or like, you know, tweaking certain things or how you do things, or has it kind of been the same?
Oh, absolutely, because when I started this program 15 years ago, I had, you know, students that would shoot 102, 98. We just went to a few tournaments, and I thought, wait, if I'm going to put all my time and energy into this, I'm going to find athletes that are successful and that will improve. And I've taken so many students from freshman year to senior year that have gone from an 86 average down to a 76 average. And now these students, you know, I mean, I've got medalists in all the tournaments and region champions and conference champions, because now I can recruit the really good student. So then I have to even work harder at, you know, coming up with different game plans for practice. But, yeah, the program's come a long way, but it's not just me. You know, I've had a lot of good help in my assistants, Patty Coddington and Coralie Jorgensen. The golf professional has helped me so much, and Kari Spear has been on board the last 4 years as well. So it's, you know, it takes a whole group of us to complete the whole package. Am I the one that's up at night trying to figure out how we can do better the next day? Probably. I don't sleep much during season, but that's what I love, because I know how good these girls are, and if we aren't playing at our best, I know that we will get there.
Joined by the Augustana head women's golf coach, Peggy Kirby. He's been at Augustana since 2003, seven-time NSIC Coach of the Year. She's had 12 NCAA National Championship appearances among golfers. Coach, how have you been able to, I guess, recruit these kids? Do you sell them more on, I guess, Augustana, or do you, is it a mix of like your past history as well, or how do you, how, what's your strategy with that?
Well, they have to love the school first. They're coming to Augustana to get a phenomenal education. So if I can get them to Sioux Falls, Sioux Falls sells itself. Get them to the campus, see what the school has to offer, and then my program is just a bonus. Mm-hmm. So if I can get them to like, you know, really be embrace the university, then I feel I have something strong to offer them as golf. But, you know, in Division II, the philosophy is you're a student first, mm-hmm. and then you're an athlete. So they have to know that Augustana fits for them. And what's so exciting for me is to see these kids go to the U of M or SDSU or down to Nebraska or wherever, and then they come to Augustana, and I always tell them that it will feel right to you. The size of school, the size of town, the golf program will feel right. And so it's so great to see when these students embrace that, and they're like, you're right, coach, this is the right fit. So I try to sell all of it, Sioux Falls, Augustana, and then, of course, our golf program.
All right. Thanks a lot, coach. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to Peggy and Mark for joining me on the Viking Voices podcast, sponsored by Hy-Vee. Now, just a reminder, both women's golf and women's tennis begin their postseason play this weekend. Women's golf begins their NSIC tournament on Friday, April 20th in Smithville, Missouri, while the women's tennis team travels to Minnetonka, Minnesota as the number one seed and will face 8th-seeded UMary on Saturday, April 21st from Lifetime Fitness at 2 p.m. For all the latest information on Augustana Athletics and all 19 varsity sports, visit our website at goaugie.com.